Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello,
nine, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The
15-minute morning show podcast. And we gather again. This is our second 15-minute morning show podcast since we all had to disperse and run our own separate ways. And I don't know, did we get any feedback from yesterday's podcast? Is there anything they want to hear less of, more of? Do we need to do something differently? Straight Nate? Come on, tell us.
I think we're doing great. I mean, so just to give you guys a little bit geography here, I'm talking to Skiri through a window, and I have the door propped open so I can hear what's going on in the studio. So I hear all of you through a door, and I'm talking into a microphone that's set up by Josh Haddon, one of our engineers, right at my little workstation here. So, It's kind of hard to get a full big picture of what's going on because we're all in our little worlds. Make sense?
We are. And Danielle is in her basement, and her husband, without any pants on, keeps walking by.
I just, you know.
I love it.
And we're all watching on Skype, so we see each other. My assumption is this. When we're watching each other on Skype and all the different panels where we're all featured, I think we watch each other more closely now than we do when we're in the same room with each other.
I agree.
Yeah,
yes.
Maybe.
I will tell you, I was watching TMZ yesterday, and they had, you know how normally they're in that big office, which does not allow for social distancing, and they're all hanging out with each other.
Right.
This time, they were all at their houses, and Harvey Levin was in one square. There were like 9 squares on the screen, and I was looking in the background to see which each person chose as their choice of where they were doing their show. One guy was on the toilet.
Yeah, why not?
It was funny, you know. But I'm looking, and even in the newscasts, Al Roker was doing it from his kitchen. I saw, you know, some other local news anchor had a beautiful bookcase behind him in his house. I'm trying to, like, you know, get a sense of what people's homes are like. I like this.
Well, here's the thing. You know, when you're going to be working from home and you're on Skype or you're Zooming or whatever you're doing, do you really put a lot of thought into what your background is? I mean, a lot of people do. I just, whatever.
Danielle gave it no thought.
No. Yeah. You see mine?
Oh, boo.
That's the family's basement.
That's my basement. I have kids. We have
storage.
Storage. We have the kids' toys down here. We have the tank of the Tonka, the bearded dragon. This is all happening
in your basement.
Yeah. This room needs a lot of work. We're going to be redoing this room eventually to, you know, but, you know, it is what it is. It's a lived-in room.
I would be comfortable in your basement doing the show. I'd be fine there.
Yeah.
And so Gandhi's in her living room with those big plants everywhere. And look, Gandhi has tons of pictures on her wall. Who were the pictures of? Your family and friends and stuff?
Family, friends, just some vacation stuff. That green thing I painted, that other one my sister painted, and she's a terrible artist, so that was like the best she could do, so I kept it because I love it.
No, I like that. I like
it. I do too. It makes me happy. Also, if we use Zoom, you can have like virtual backgrounds if you want to eliminate everything we have going on here. We could switch.
Yeah. Oh, you can?
Yeah, see, we could.
Yeah, you can, yeah.
We could. We may get into Zoom one day, but I'm still kind of liking the rawness of Skype. And then there's Froggy in his guest bedroom. So it's just a blank wall.
Yeah, there are pictures. You're actually in a couple pictures that are on the wall.
Ooh. I don't see them.
Yeah, well, yeah, here, I'll show you. Look, here, hold on. Here, I'm going to walk over there and show you on the Skype. Look, you're in these pictures. Look at this. Look at that.
Oh, look at that. I didn't know I was featured in your guest bedroom.
There you are.
Yeah. Danielle's in there, too. Yep. They're all in there.
Mm-hmm. Look at that. I made the wall.
That's my room. That's my room in the house.
Yeah, Danielle has slept in this room more nights than I have.
It's now the studio. Is this the room you sleep in when Lisa hates your guts?
Yes. That's only been 3 nights since we've lived here. I think Danielle has spent 5 nights here, so Danielle's still ahead of me.
I bet you catch up soon. Anyway, so, you know, doing this thing from home, it's interesting because, you know, several times I would get up during a song or commercial and I would go load the dishwasher, which is over here, right behind me over there. Sometimes I would, like a few minutes ago, I sliced a nice slice of chocolate cake.
Yum.
I love working out of the house, but I miss being with you guys in the same room. I'm missing that a lot.
Yeah, I do too. But, definitely.
I would like it if we were all there sharing chocolate cake with you at the farm.
It's so good.
Oh, well, totally.
I did put the invite out to Gandhi because her family is worried that she is not going to do well alone. I mean, what made them think that, Gandhi?
So my whole life up until just a few years ago, I have always lived with someone and had a little pet. And when I moved to Boston, it was the first time that I didn't. And I was okay there because you're still interacting and seeing things. But as the baby of our whole family, I'm just very used to always having people around. And it's strange now to not have anybody. Like, my boyfriend is not here. My sister's not. My mom and dad aren't. And the odds of me being able to see them, I probably am not going to because I don't want to risk infecting anybody or traveling when we're not supposed to. So it's really just the prospect of a few months alone. And that's weird to me.
Well, is it weird to you when you're not thinking about it? Or does it like come in waves? You're like, oh my God, I'm all alone.
Yeah, it just comes in waves. Like, I'm a very huggy, affectionate person, and there are just sometimes when I'm like, oh, I could use a hug right now. Oh, there's nobody around. Dang it. And even if there was, I probably wouldn't hug them because we have to stay away.
Yeah. I don't know. We're all getting through it, though. I feel like, you know, if we do like Governor Cuomo was saying, you really just have to resign yourself to the fact that this is what it is. You have to go ahead and get over the fact that we're going to be in this for a while. And you have to just live with it. And once you do, once you actually make that statement to yourself, this is what it is. There's nothing I can do about it. I might as well make the best of it. It helps ease the pain a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, it definitely does. And I think that as time goes on, we're going to all figure out a routine and a schedule and the things that we need to do to take care of ourselves mentally and physically. It's just this initial start of everything. It's strange. We're all eating too much. We're staying away from each other. There's just a lot of stuff happening.
Is anybody else planning meals?
Sort of. What do you mean by that?
What do you mean, like, planning?
In other words, like, it's, you know, we're doing this at 9:30 in the morning. I've already got my lunch planned. I've got my snack planned. I've got my dinner planned. And then I know I'm going to have a bowl of popcorn later.
And you, but you have food trucks that are coming by. So you can't, I mean, it's very cool for you. We have to go in the freezer and get out the meat that's being,
we don't have a food truck.
However, today is going to be, I can tell you right now, at 9:30 this morning, I can let you know that today will be a full bag of peanut M&M's day. I'm going to the store to get them Easter peanut M&M eggs because I need them, and I don't care how many calories they are, and I'm going to eat the whole damn bag.
I have to say, I am enjoying shopping more than ever because it gives me something to do and look forward to in my day. This is now the highlight, and it kills time. So I have no problem buying like a little bit at a time, going in, going up and down the aisles slowly, reading labels. I'm like, oh, I'm going to buy this over this. I literally stood over the mustard section yesterday for about 20 minutes because I'm like, oh, I want Dijon?
Scary.
Scary.
Are you really supposed to be going out every day?
No,
shouldn't you?
Let me clear that up. I'm going.
Well, that's what you said.
Well, I'm going to a store that during the at 11 a.m. noon, nobody's around. Everybody's working from home. The aisles are empty, and I'm by myself. But I will tell you,
every day.
I didn't realize how many varieties of mustard there were.
Yeah, what's up,
Straight Nate? I need to confess to something I'm doing at my store.
Okay, well, hold on, Straight Nate. He has to make a confession. A confession from Froggy. Yes, Froggy.
So the other day when I went there, they were running low on the M&Ms. I took four bags and hid them somewhere else in the store. And so today when I go back, I know that my M&Ms will be in the store because I put them behind items that nobody's buying.
Oh, like behind kale?
It's really? Four M&Ms, but I'm doing it in the store. Yes. I don't want to buy all four. The cashier will look at you funny if you buy four bags of M&Ms. Please.
Who cares? They've seen all sorts of crap. What's up, Straight Nate?
Well, so I sincerely hope that Skiri doesn't shop the way he went through our little snack basket that engineering was. Because he went through and touched every single snack in there. So I can't even go through there and pick something for myself because he went and touched everything, looking at the different packages and the ingredients and stuff.
So now
he's contaminated that entire basket.
So how am I supposed to do? Like, look from afar? Everything's jammed in there. And I'm like,
Can you use a stick?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great idea. Do you know the grabber?
A stick.
The stick with the grabber at the end, the metal thing?
Yeah.
Where you press the...
Wash
it. I need one of those. We all need them.
Yes, you do.
We all need them. I love this.
God, these are the conversations we're having.
I know. Pretty bad.
Your stick to grab things. Even though I look for those whenever I go to stores because I'm so short and if there's something high, I need to locate where the grabber is.
Hey, remember this morning when our listener Andy, who said his hair was so long, he was going crazy, he decided to buzz cut his own hair?
Yeah.
We just posted a picture of him on Elvis Duran's show.
Yeah.
On Instagram. He's very handsome.
Handsome Andy. Yeah, I think
Andy.
He looks good.
He looks good with his haircut. What do you think, Danielle? Gandhi?
I think he looks very handsome with the haircut. Yeah.
I'm very interested to see this.
If I shave my head.
What do you mean, Froggy?
If I have a weird shaped head and I have a birthmark on my head. And so if I shave my head, it would look really stupid. So I'd have to wear a hat every day. But I'm thinking about shaving my head, but I would not look as good as he does.
All right.
Yeah, he looks good. He's able to pull that off.
All right. I may have to shave my head.
Okay.
No one's stopping me.
Well, no.
You'd look good. Listen,
I want to stop you. I don't want you to shave your head. In general, I don't really like the shaved head look, but if you want to do it, you do it. I would prefer everyone come out of this with a man bun. Man bun.
Well, man, I'm never going to man bun. Can you just take that out of the conversation?
Fine.
I think it depends.
What if I do myself
drastic,
like, what if I do a drastic skater cut where I just cut the sides really short and leave the top long?
I'm into it. Do it.
When you feel your head, do you feel like any like weird like bumps or lumps or like dips in your head?
Yes.
I don't.
Then you can tell how it's going to look bold. You know, like do you have like a nice egg head shape or is it going to be like
I think you have a good head.
Okay.
I have a good head.
Good head.
Straight Nate, you've had your hands on my head many times. It feels normal, right?
Nate, he's talking to
that
you.
I was kidding. All right, I'm bored with this. Can we just stop this?
Okay.
Can we come back tomorrow?
We can.
Oh, really? You want to do the 12-minute morning show?
Yeah, the 12-minute morning show is totally fine with me.
Okay, sounds good.
I've been hosting this show all day. I'm fucking tired.
I get it. I feel you.
Tomorrow when we do this, someone else is hosting. I'm going to take the back seat.
Okay, I will come prepared tomorrow with topics for everyone, and then whoever wants to host, go for it.
By the way, Straight Nate, this morning I noticed you had a little sweat stain under your arm.
I did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Yeah. But you had nice definition in your arms.
I actually smell good today. You should be upset that you're not here.
Well, I'm not going to come sniff you today. This is not the time for sniffing.
Oh, my God.
We just milked another minute out of the 15-minute morning show.
Thank you. Daniel, any last thoughts before we get out of here?
No, I just hope you guys get good food today. Good eats.
Oh, we're getting good food.
Have good eats.
In answer to your question, Froggy, I have a lot of meals, and I don't have to plan ahead. I can just go, okay, tonight we're going to do this, and I'll grab that meal and go. There you go.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have to plan, but it's all I think about is food. What am I going to eat, and when am I going to eat?
Nothing wrong with that. I love the fact that you plan. What about you, Gandhi? Last thoughts?
Oh, I'm going to go have some more of that string cheese, and I'm going to bite it just to trigger people because they get so mad.
No.
What about you, Scary? Tastes better that way. Let's go.
I'm going to buy one of those grabber sticks so I don't contaminate any more food around here.
Thank you.
You can also put tissue on the end of that and wipe your ass with it. Finally, what about you, Straight Nate?
No. I'm just glad Scary's buying a grabber stick so he doesn't touch my snacks tomorrow.
All right. We got to get out of here. Bye. I'm getting irritable. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.